From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has delivered a national security speech that at times drew disruptions from a member of the audience at the National Defense University today. Obama spoke extensively about drone strikes. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president says the U.S. must be careful not to abuse its power as it confronts an evolving threat from terrorists around the world.
President Obama says drone strikes are both legal and effective, but under guidelines he signed this week, the U.S. will limit its use of the strikes outside Afghanistan to cases where Al-Qaeda or its affiliates pose an imminent threat to Americans and where there's little or no danger to civilians. The president also promised to resume the transfer of prisoners out of Guantanamo, asking Congress for help.
There is no justification beyond politics for Congress to prevent us from closing a facility that it should have never been opened.
The president also said the U.S. must address the underlying grievances that fuel terrorism through diplomacy and resources. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
GOP lawmakers are reacting to the president's speech, including Senator John McCain, who takes issue with Obama's contention that Al-Qaeda is on the run.
To somehow argue that Al-Qaeda is, quote, on the run, comes from a degree of unreality that, to me, is really incredible.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is closely monitoring developments in Britain a day after a brutal attack in East London. There, the residents of Woolwich are paying tribute to Lee Rigby, the 25-year-old British soldier who was hacked to death in broad daylight near military barracks. The crime is under investigation as a terror-related event. The Reverend Michael Lipgrave warned against retaliatory attacks against Muslims.
People are very shocked. I think the message has to be one of calm, of reassurance, and of the working together of different communities.
Two suspects shot and arrested by police yesterday reportedly remain hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. In Moore, Oklahoma, the first of many funerals and memorial services was held today for those who died in Monday's massive tornado. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports friends and family remembered 9-year-old Antonia Candelaria as the rain fell in South Oklahoma City.
9-year-old Antonia Lee Candelaria was among the small children to die when the tornado hit Plaza Towers Elementary School in Moore. Debbie Spaeth worked with Candelaria's mom, Brandy, and attended the service.
Just to be supportive of Brandy and try to help her through this. I'm a mom, too, and I just can't imagine losing my daughter.
Family and friends remember her as a beloved daughter who loved singing and playing music and could always find the positive and joy in everything. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Oklahoma City.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is down 12. This is NPR. Applications for unemployment benefits fell last week by 23,000. The report is seen as more evidence the job market is slowly returning to health. NPR's Jim Howard reports college graduates hoping to enter the job market still face a daunting economy.
Gus Fauché, an economist with PNC Financial Services, says this year's graduating class will walk into what might be the best jobs market since the start of the recession.
But it's still not a great job market. So I think it'll be a decent job market for graduating students, but not like what it was, you know, 10 years ago or so, where it was much easier to find a job.
Fauché says that while unemployment remains at about 7.5%, the economy continues to add about 180,000 jobs a month. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
New home sales are up more than 2%. The Commerce Department says sales rose last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 454,000, reaching the second highest level since the summer of 2008. The median price is also going up. The average was $271,600. The April price was about 8% higher than the month before and more than 13% above levels a year ago. The White House is announcing confirmation of the first South Asian American in U.S. history to serve as a circuit court judge. It says the Senate unanimously approved Sri Srinivasan to be a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Before the closing bell, Dow was down 12 points at 15,295. NASDAQ off 4 at 34.59. S&P 500 down 4 at 16.51. This is NPR.